Let's open our Bibles to the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. Hallelujah. Amen.
The book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. And verses 1 to 12. I would like all of us to read it together. I was planning to preach that on Friday. But actually not preach that on Friday, but actually teach that on Friday. But I believe this Sunday morning God wants me to preach that. How many of you are ready for the word of the Lord this morning? How many of you really need a word from God? Hallelujah. I know there are some people who are praying that I might preach in English. There are some who are praying that I might preach in Malayalam. So let's see whose prayer God answers today. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the 37th chapter of Ezekiel and let's read it together. Come on, church, let's read it together. We are one big happy family. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Somebody read for me on the mic too. Ezekiel 37, verses 1 to 12. Yes, start.
The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.
That's right.
I will put sinews upon you and bring flesh upon you, mm-hmm. cover you with skin and put breath in you, yes. and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up from your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Can you hear me in the back? Yes? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, And the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came upon them, and into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. How many of you are grateful for God's word in your lives? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. See, the word of God is like an anchor. The word of God anchors you. Hebrews chapter 6 speaks about the word of God being an anchor. The word of God anchoring you. That when the storms of life come, when the trials of life come, when the wind seems too strong, and when the waves begin to rise, you might still be shaking, you might still be moving, but I can assure you, you are anchored. Hallelujah. Some of you are looking at your problem and saying, listen, I'm still troubled, I'm still moving, the situation has not changed, the circumstance has not changed, I'm still moving about, the storm is still there. But let me remind you again, God has time and again sent a word across your life and anchored you. That is the reason you are here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You might still be going that side and this side, but you have not drifted too far. That's why you could make it here again this morning. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm saying this morning? Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. There might be strong winds and strong waves, but thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Time and again, God has sent his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. We might not be where we need to be. Hallelujah. But aren't you glad the word of God has anchored you? Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now this book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, you know, we have preached on it many a time. And most of the preachers would love to preach this. This is one of the favorite texts of most of the preachers. But this is the word again which the Lord gave to me this morning. And when you look at that scripture, it speaks about the condition of Israel. And time and again we realize that God's word speaks to us prophetically. And we realize that we are might be in this condition. And that is the reason why God has sent a prophet across to you today to declare the word and to tell you your hope is not lost. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Here is a valley full of dry bones. How many of you are understanding what I'm speaking today? Here is a valley full of dry bones. And the Bible says they were very dry. They were very dry. Hallelujah. Their worship was dry. Their prayer life was dry. Everything about them was dry. But the good news that we find from the word is that God had not forgotten them in that state. Come on. God had not forgotten them in that state. Even though they were very dry. Not just dry. Very dry. Very dry. But God had not forgotten them in that state. Aren't you glad God has not forgotten you? Amen. The second thing that we find from that word is that the bones were scattered. The bones were scattered. Hallelujah. But here is the Lord sending a man to pick up the bones and to put it together. You might look at your life and say, everything is scattered. Nothing seems to be falling into place. Everything in my life, my family life is scattered. It looks like it is shattered. Everything about my prayer, about my victory, about my future, everything seems to be scattered. But I have good news for you. The Lord did not forget Israel, and so the Lord will not forget you. He sent his prophet to declare a word to put them back together again. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, the Lord will not forget me in my scattered state. Hallelujah. You might look at your life and saying, oh, I think the Lord has forgotten me in my scattered state. Everything is scattered. My health is scattered. My wealth is gone. Everything that I depended upon seems to be not there. My family life seems to be falling apart. There is no unity in my home. There is no love in my family. Everything seems to be scattered around. But I can tell you one thing. If God has sent a word, the word of God will work upon your life. This morning, hallelujah, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of the Lord shall never pass away. Amen. God sent his word. Amen. Another thing that we find from the scripture is, see, if it is just a common man who was lying there in a dry state, you could understand. If it's just a group of people that is lying there in a scattered state, you could understand. But what you need to realize from the word is these are not just common people. This was an army at one time. You didn't get me, did you? This was an army at one time. They said, let us get into the battlefield. Let us do some exploits for God. Let us break through into certain areas and win some souls for God. There were people with passion. There were people who had taken a step of faith. There were people who knew how to use the weapons of the warfare. They were the ones who could speak in tongues and prophesy. They were the ones who could lay hands on the sick and the sick would be healed. They were the one who, when challenged by the enemies, would say, no, 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 no. We are still going forward and winning a battle for God. These were just not ordinary people. These were people who had put on the ornaments and the army equipment that God had given them and stepped out for God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But aren't you glad that God does not forget you? Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God does not forget you? Oh, my beloved, my brother. Hallelujah. My sister, let me say to you, you might have done your consecration for God, but this morning you might be saying, I am scattered. I am dry. I am very dry. I did not know. All my hope is lost. I have good news for you. The Lord is sending his word this morning. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See, another thing that we understand from the word is when the Ezekiel, the prophet, the man of God who carried the anointing, when he came there and when he looked at the people that were in the scattered state, when he looked upon those bones that were lying in the open field, the very dry bones, and when God is asking him, can these bones live? In essence, what the prophet is saying is, no, I don't know. I don't think so. The prophet saw just bones, but God saw something different. You didn't get it, did you? Hallelujah. The problem with us is that we have been seeing ourselves the way we have been seeing ourselves all through the while in our lives. When God sees you different. Hallelujah. The problem with you this morning is that you have been looking at your life the same way that you've been looking at your life before you were born again. Come on. Come on. Come on. And that is why you're getting discouraged. But God sees something different in you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The prophet might not have had hope, nor faith, but God had faith in those bones. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 When I begin to preach and when I begin to prophesy over your life, I want to see the rattling. I want to see the bone come back to bone. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. The bones were scattered. You hear that? See, there is something that you need to realize. The devil is just not after your connection with God. Just not after your connection with God. He is also against your connection with one another. Hear me well, please. The bones were scattered. One bone here, one bone there. Nothing was in its place. The devil, hear me well again, was just not against your connection with God, but is also against your connection with each other as believers. Because he knows more than you know. The scripture which says, if two of you should come together and agree upon anything here on earth, my Father in heaven, who sees your agreement, will send the answer. You didn't get me, did you? That is why the devil comes against the unity of your church. You hear that? That is why you think you're just a problem with your neighbor or with somebody who comes to the same church with you. It's just a normal problem. No. See the deception of the enemy. He knows if you should agree with that brother and say, in the name of Jesus, we agree together that our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. It shall be done for you by the Father in heaven. The devil knows that. And that is why most of us, we come looking to the church kind of cute and nice. And we just say, hello, praise God. And we go back. Without ever relating with the person whom God has put across to you. Just not for your business connections and family connections and all that. That's not what I'm speaking about. I'm speaking about you coming together in agreement. If you can open yourself to some brother or sister and say, listen, I got this problem, but I believe the word of the Lord. Let's agree together. My brother, my sister, you know what will shake hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that will shake hell. Because if two of you agree together on anything, we're going to put up this place in this city. We're going to agree together. Anybody agreeing with me? Our God shall supply all our needs, whether it be 2 crores, whether it be 3 crores, all our needs according to his riches in glory. Anybody dare to agree with me this morning? Some of you are sitting here and you will say, when the work is finished, I'll see you. You will see that. Hallelujah. What you're looking for is people who can stand with you in the trial, in the crisis, in the fire, and agree with you. And say, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the promise of God, we hold on. If two of you can come together and just not expect the pastor, but this morning, look at the person standing next to you and says, listen, I know you are sick. I am also sick. Let's pray together. It is by the stripes of the Lord that we are healed. My brother, my sister, God will answer that prayer. If two of believers, we have All Saints Day all day and all year. Every day is an All Saints Day for us. Hallelujah. When saints of God meet together, it's an All Saints Day. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. And when you meet together, don't speak about the new Pizza Hut that is in town. That is okay to speak about, but come together and agree at least on one thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Agree at least on one thing. Glory unto the name of the Lord. You want to see the power of agreement? You're going to see the power of agreement when you see the building come up, when the land comes to us. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. See, devil, you know why the devil comes against your marriage? He knows if you as an husband and wife should gather together and not say the rosary, but actually agree on the word of the Lord that night, the fire of God will meet with your family. Come on. You think the fire of God will meet with you only when you are in the church on a revival Sunday? No, sir. The fire of God will meet with you wherever you are if you can find some brother or sister to agree with. Glory unto the name of the Lord. How many of you are understanding the word this morning? Yes, Ezekiel 37. It says there, the bones were very dry. And there are bones that get dried up. That's been lying out in the open sun for a long time. Long time. You're looking at Joseph, is there anything that will change? See, you need to understand, when the man of God went there, God didn't tell him to go and lay hands upon those bones. Please, hear me well. What brought those bones together was not even a prayer. I believe in prayer. What brought those bones together was not a pilgrimage to Velangani. I don't believe in that either. What brought those bones together was when the man of God declared the word. Come on. Come on. Come on. What puts together, whether it be your relationships matter. See, what's the use of flesh if there is no bone? You might have the greatest muscles like Schwarzenegger. But if you have no bone, what's the use of that muscles? See, I believe the muscles are the anointing. The anointing can also operate, and hear me well, please, only in the structure where people are joined together as the body. You hear that? That's why God is raising up the church in the city. Come on, church. You didn't get it, did you? You think you being the most gifted guy who speaks in tongues, prophesies, knows Genesis to Revelation completely well? You can do great exploits for God? That will be a limit. It is in the structure of the biblical structure of his body coming together. That's why the enemy always wants to make you out there alone, looking at some minor flaw in the church, some minor flaw among others. If you're looking for the perfect church, you won't find one on earth. If you're looking for the perfect place, you will never find one. It's imperfect people coming together to worship the perfect God in spirit and truth, who agree together, who are willing to submit to one another, that will bring the fire of God. How many of you are understanding what I'm saying this morning? Come on, church. You need to help me with this. The man of God was supposed to stand there and declare the word. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Can you imagine that? I would have expected him to lay hands, pray, cry. Another fasting and prayer. Some people are waiting for that. Last fasting and prayer was so good. When will we have the next fasting and prayer? Nah. He said, declare the word. I'm declaring the word this morning, faithful to the promise of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Do I hear rattling? Do I hear a revival coming back into you? Do I sense a hope and faith rising up inside of you again? Do I sense darkness fleeing from your life and the light of God's glory rising up over your face again? Do I find strength rising up inside of you again? Hallelujah. Blessed be with the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. See, the devil knows that if you agree, do you hear that? Many of you do not know the importance of that. When you meet together a saint, don't speak about the stock market. That's all nice and good. But agree from the word of God something together. When you meet together on the streets, when you meet somewhere, agree together. You know, I was in a place in Virginia, and I went to a restaurant, and nobody there. I'm sitting in the restaurant, and I'm with two others, actually four brothers, and we are all there. And then it's an American restaurant, full of people. We're sitting there. Silence. The food came. I said, "Let's pray." I said, "Let's hold our hands together and pray." So in the middle of the restaurant, we're not going to make a show of it, but we're going to just pray. We're just going to ask the Lord to bless it. So we just held our hands together and prayed. Small prayer. We didn't pray in the Holy Ghost. We didn't shout. We didn't step on somebody else's plate. We just prayed. The minute the prayer stopped, a man comes running, takes hold of the hand, and says, anybody who prays like that in a public place has got to be my friend. Hallelujah. He was a pastor from another church, and he gave me an invitation to preach there. Look at the way God opens doors. I said, next time I come, I'll come there. Next time I come, I'll come there. How many of you are with me still? Glory unto the name of the Lord. The prophet was asked to declare the word. Amen. And when he began to declare the word, the bone came one to another. So you remember the Acts of the Apostles, the second chapter, verse 1, it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord. It is not that place. It is the one accord that brought the fire from heaven. You hear that? Come on, church. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift your hand unto the Lord, please. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hold your neighbor's hand. Hold your neighbor's hand. Oh, it's just not about one person. It is about the church. It is about you and me. It's all about us together. Hallelujah. Agree upon certain promises of God this day. Hallelujah. Speak the promise of God out. Come on, church. Pray. Pray with somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Send us the rain, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rukala santula de rakabasia. Melka resokoptontiriasia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not through with the message, but we're going to just pray on the scripture. And we're going to sing the scripture and agree together. It says in the book of Isaiah, Psalm 68, that he sent forth his rain and refreshed a weary congregation. How many of you love the Lord to send the rain and refresh you? Hallelujah. How many of you understand that you are in that dry state and you need the rain of God to come upon your life and strengthen you? Hallelujah. Then lift your hand and agree with your neighbor, and we're going to sing together. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the latter rain. Hallelujah. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us the rain, Lord. Send us your latter rain.